This call is being recorded.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for giving me a call back.
Hey. You're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is John Maurer. And,
all right, John.
And I'm the case intake specialist for the Depo-Provera lawsuit. And
okay.
So what I do is I conduct interviews to see if somebody meets the criteria. And then if they do, then I'll have you sign an authorization for legal representation with the firm we work with, and then authorization to release medical records. You don't have to worry about providing proof that you had the depot injection, although naming like what clinic you may have received it is very helpful. The law firms do need to get confirmation that you were diagnosed with a meningioma. And so...
Right.
Do you have – it's going to take about 20 to 30 minutes to complete the intake. Is this a good time that we can do this?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the phone kept in time at the moment. So, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we should be good.
Okay, great. And I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Of course, we wouldn't be talking if that wasn't the case. And then just to confirm, you did not get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents from another law firm. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. And unfortunately, you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the approximate date of your diagnosis?
The meningioma, they found it June. I have all my paperwork and my chart records, but June, I came back July, 1st of July 2018.
July 1st, 2018. Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Not very good. I'm sorry to hear that. So because you were personally harmed by the product and you're an adult over the age of 18, you could file a claim for compensation for damages for yourself?
Right.
Okay. And then you are a citizen and as well as a resident of the United States?
I am.
And Cheryl, can I get your date of birth, please?
It is 10/4/69.
Okay, thank you. That's October 4th, 1969?
That's correct.
Okay. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
I do not.
Okay. Did you use the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera, or was it the generic version?
As far as I know, every time I went for a shot, it was I've never heard the generic one.
I'm sorry?
I never heard the generic name. They always went for a Depo shot. Yeah.
That's right. Okay, very good. And you didn't get this filled at a pharmacy. They actually provided the Depo shot at the facility?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Every three months I went in for a shot.
Okay, thank you. And then and you did use Depo-Provera for at least a year and had 4 injections?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, thank you. And you already answered this question, is that you did have Depo-Provera between the years 1991 through 1999. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. And that's about 8 years. And so that confirms you did use the product after 1992. And I suspect you wouldn't know the exact days when you started and stopped the product. And so what I've been doing is I've been just using January 1st, 1991, the first day of January. And then I used the last day in 1999 of December 31st for the stop date. Would that be okay?
That'll be fine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, these are just approximate dates. 12/31/1999. Okay, and regrettably, the injury was meningioma. And then your gender is female, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and what is your marital status?
I am not. I'm divorced.
Divorced, okay.
Single,
Single, okay, very good, divorced. And then now I'm going to ask how you spell your first name, gather your information. So I'll ask how you spell your first name.
It's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Okay, thank you. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. And do you have a middle initial?
I do. G.
G as in good. Okay, thank you. And is the last name Hines? H-I-N-E-S?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. And then do you have, you wouldn't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Yep.
Okay. And it, you're likely going to meet the criteria, so I'll have you sign the forms towards the end of our call through DocuSign.
Okay.
But I'll also have you sign an authorization to release medical records. I will need your social to go on that form, your name and your social, so that the medical staff can get the medical records to confirm your diagnosis. Can I get your social, please?
And this is for what? To get
this,
my medical records?
Correct,
usually
yeah.
Usually it's just, yeah. Usually just signing a form to do that. Sorry, I'm just a little iffy about giving it out. I mean, I work where I have to take it from people all the time because we're installing equipment, but...
I'm sorry to hear that. No, this is, I assure you this, I'm not a, and I'm a case intake specialist for a legal marketing firm. I'm certain you're going to meet the criteria. At the end of our call, you'll be signing the authorization for legal representation. So you'll see the names of the law firms on the form, as well as an authorization to release medical records. The law firm, that form is going to have your information on it, and the law firm is going to submit that to the doctor that diagnosed you and get records to confirm that you were diagnosed with a meningioma. That's the purpose. I recognize that it is a social, and some people are reluctant to provide that. And what we do is accommodate just the last four. Could I at least get the last four of your social?
You can. It is 6885.
6885?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And as I mentioned to you, any copies of forms I'll have sent copy. I mean, pardon me. Any forms that you sign, I will have sent. I will send copies to your email address. Can I get your email address, please?
It is my last name Hines. Dot Michelle G at gmail.com.
Okay. And it's basically your last name spelt as your last name, and it's dot your first name spelt like your first name and the letter G, like your middle initial, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then your primary phone number, that's the number we're speaking on. That is area code 540-392-7405.
Right. That is.
Okay. Michelle, it may seem that we're all finished once we conduct the interview and sign the authorization, sign the legal agreement and request for medical records, but I do need to advise you there's one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. That generally occurs within the next 24 to 48 hours, so be on the lookout for that call. And so I do need to ask, recognizing they're going to call you on this mobile phone, what is the best time that you can be reached by the firm? Would that be morning, afternoon, or do you have an evening preference?
During the day, it's hit and miss with my work.
Okay, I understand.
And they ask. Afternoon. I mean, I try to make sure I turn my phone back on after work.
Okay.
Let's see. Tomorrow I've got an appointment. And I don't know if that's good with them. It depends on, I guess, what time zone they're in. But for me, it would probably be best after 5:30.
After 5:30? Okay.
Around 5:15, 5:30.
Okay. Let me make a note of that. Best to reach... After 5:30, you said?
That's good.
And that's Eastern Standard Time?
Correct.
Perfect. Sorry, I'm just typing this up. Notes for the attorney. Okay, very good. So after 5:30. Okay. And then what is your address, please?
Want a mailing address or a physical address?
Mailing address is fine.
Mailing address
prefer.
Is that's, of course, what I get my mail at. P.O. Box 727 Floyd, and that's F-L-O-Y-D, Virginia, 24091.
Wow, that's not coming up. P.O. Box 727, Floyd, Virginia.
Yep, Floyd, Virginia, 24091.
Okay, 1 second. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I normally get physical addresses. That's why it's not coming up. What was that zip code again? I apologize.
24091.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, let me confirm that I have it correct. I have P.O. Box 727. That's in Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D, Virginia. That's 24901. What county is that in?
No, 24091.
Oh, did I? I'm sorry I said that. If I said something different, I meant to say 24091?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you. All right, and it's
P.O.
Box 727. And what county is that in?
Floyd.
Floyd County?
Uh-huh.
And it's also in the city of Floyd? Or the town of Floyd?
City of Floyd.
Okay,
it's a one-stoplight little town.
Is it? Okay, very good. Okay, now the next set of questions are going to be about the doctor that treated you, diagnosed you as well as treated your meningioma. So can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed your meningioma?
I guess the one that diagnosed it. I went to see her one time after they found it, but I went to Wake Forest Hospital and seeing Dr. John Wilson.
Is Dr. John Wilson the doctor that lets you know that you have they found the meningioma?
He's not the original one, no, because the one that my ENT, I was having some sinus issues, and they found it while they were doing CT scans on my sinuses.
Okay.
So my ENT found it, but he didn't he just diagnosed it. There was a tumor. And then I went to a neurologist, the one I went to in Roanoke. She was getting ready to leave the country. And so I was like, well, I think she was the one who's diagnosed it as a meningioma. But then I went to John Wilson at Wake Forest Hospital in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He's like at the top of the line that treats meningiomas.
Okay. All right. So if I understand correctly, it sounds like Dr. Wilson treats your meningioma, but it was the neurologist that actually diagnosed the meningioma. Is that right?
It would have been, yeah. There was a neurologist at, at Louisville. I mean, I could probably go back and find paperwork, but yeah, that they sent me to. My ENT sent me to.
And you don't remember that doctor's name?
I'm sure I could pull it up. No, I mean,
that's okay.
Not right here, but I'm sure I got it. Oh,
that's okay.
I'm sure I could pull it up.
So let me ask you this. It's very common that I get people that can't remember the name of the doctor that did the diagnosis, but they do recall the facility that it was diagnosed at. Like, was it diagnosed at a hospital setting? Or was
it
a clinical
setting?
Okay, and what was the name of the hospital that you got the news that you have a confirmed meningioma after a scan? That would have been an MRI, right? A brain scan, MRI?
Yes. They did one there. And then I went to, then they did another one at, of course, Wake Forest, Louisville Hospital.
Okay.
In Roanoke, Virginia.
So the doctor, where was the neurologist at? Was that the neurologist in Roanoke?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the doctor. You don't remember his name.
Her name, no, I don't. All I know is if I was going to make another appointment to go back, she was actually leaving the country to practice medicine somewhere overseas. So.
Okay. It's all right. That's fine. But the doctor that left, that's the doctor, that's the neurologist that diagnosed the meningioma. And that was at a facility in Roanoke?
It was.
Do you know the name of the facility?
Louisville Hospital.
And can you spell that for me? I'm sorry.
Lewis, like the name Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Okay.
And then Gale, another word, G-A-L-E, hospital.
I found, and that's in Roanoke?
Roanoke, Virginia.
I've got, what I found is, bear with me here, I'm trying to find it on the internet. I've got
Lewis.
I'm sorry. I have Lewis Gale Medical Center on Electric Road in Salem, Virginia.
Oh, it may say Salem. Yeah, because it's right there on the edge. Roanoke and Salem join each other, so that's probably
okay.
What it is. That's probably correct.
Okay. Lewis Gale Medical Center.
We
in
refer
Salem.
To it as Roanoke. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So, even though you don't remember the name, the actual name of the neurologist, aside from the fact that it was a woman and she diagnosed you, and you know that she was going to stop practicing in the United States and move elsewhere. She was moving out of the country, in other words. But you're certain the diagnosis was made at Lewis Gale Medical Center in
Yes, but and she confirmed that. That's why I called Wake Forest Medical Center, because Dr. Alan Wilson is like the number one neurosurgeon or neurologist that deals with meningioma. So,
but he would have treated
and then
you, right?
Confirmed it.
He would have
treated
you.
He's the one who treated me.
Okay,
he's the one
it.
Who's been treating me the whole time. Yes.
Okay. And what was that doctor's name? Dr. Wilson.
Dr. Alan, A-L-A-N, Wilson.
And he's located at Wake Forest?
Wake Forest, yeah, which is now Atrium Health, I think. They changed their name. But I'm sure it'll show up under Wake Forest Baptist Hospital.
Yeah, I found Dr. John A. Wilson, neurosurgeon in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And then Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center is now of Atrium Health.
Yep.
Okay. When you saw Dr. I'm actually trying to think, is it, it's possible that the lady that you don't remember may have done an initial diagnosis, but is it possible that Dr. Wilson actually re-diagnosed you, like double checked her work and had his own MRI scan done? And then
oh,
came
we
back.
Did. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
you know
absolutely.
What I'm going to do is I'm thinking I'm going to skip the Lewis Gale Medical Center and just use Dr. Wilson as the doctor that diagnosed you as well as treated you, because it is common for the doctor that diagnosed you to also to oversee your follow-up treatments. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was odd. I mean, I'm sure that my ENT, I'm sure he didn't know that she was, like, going to be stopped practicing. So I'm sure when he sent me to her, that, yeah, he didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I think, if anything, the neurosurgeon you initially saw, the lady, she may have said, hey, you know what, I've diagnosed you, but you're going to need to get treatment elsewhere because I'm leaving the country. And so it's likely that Dr. Wilson, you found Dr. Wilson either on your own or she referred you to him. But the point is that he probably would have re-diagnosed you just to be certain of the diagnosis before he treated you.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Okay,
that's
good.
The way
okay.
That voice is. And he specializes in meningiomas.
Yes. Okay. And so just to confirm, for an address for Atrium, for Dr. Wilson, John Wilson, neurosurgeon, I have a Medical Center Boulevard in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27157. Is that the address that the facility you went to for treatments and diagnosis?
It is.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect.
It
perfect.
Is.
Thank you. All right, that's awesome. Thank you very much. I get it. I really do. Bear with me here.
Yeah, you're fine.
So this is what I'm trying to do is these questions are intended to point the law firm in the right direction where to request medical records. That's all they need is just medical records to confirm the diagnosis. What the questions you answered about when you started taking Depo-Provera is more like an affidavit. It's more like a testament, so to speak.
Right.
Okay, bear with me here. And I have a phone number for Dr. Wilson. It's 336-716-4081. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis before meningioma?
Did I have a what?
Were you diagnosed with a cancer prior to meningioma? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, the meningioma with my meningioma wasn't, you might say, cancerous, which is good. I mean, you didn't grow, but
Bear with me here. Okay, so I'm using doctor, just to confirm, Dr. Wilson is the doctor that treated as well as diagnosed your meningioma.
Right.
Okay, thank you. And now, the next question is, this question is designed to find out, to the best of your knowledge, where you were prescribed Depo-Provera. Do you remember the doctor that wrote the prescription for Depo?
No. It was our local health department here
okay.
in Floyd County, Virginia. Floyd County Health Department, and I was going for birth control.
Okay, Floyd County Department.
That's okay. And they did that. They had clinic, so.
Yes, no, this is not uncommon. I've heard this before. Okay, so I found on the website Floyd County Health Department. They're located, I have two addresses, actually. Floyd County. And this is in Virginia?
Floyd County, Virginia.
Bear with me here.
It's okay, Floyd County Health Department.
I found their address is 123 Parkview Road, Northeast,
Parkview.
Floyd. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd,
that's
Virginia, 24091. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And when you got the injections, were they at this facility?
Yes, not where the facility is now. Same health department, but they moved.
They did.
Yes, that's where I got the injections at.
Okay.
Yes, so
in other words,
right beside our post office.
In other words, you didn't get the prescription like from a and then go to a CVS and then get the medicine and then self-administer the injections at home. That wasn't
no.
the case. It was actually at you got
no.
the injections at the Floyd County Health Department facility.
Right. A nurse would do the injections.
Perfect. Thank you. We're getting close to wrapping up, too, by the way, just to let you know, and you do meet the criteria. Now, next question is this. I know you don't have medical records in your possession that confirm the meningioma diagnosis, or do you?
Medical records in my possession that confirm
yeah.
it? I mean, yeah, I do. They're on my chart.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent. You could go log in and then pull that record and print it and show it to the firm. If not, I mean, the point
yeah.
is that you would be confident that the Dr. Wilson would actually have these records as well. Okay, great.
Yeah. But I can pull them up from Atrium Health. Yeah, because I just went back because I went April for the because it's so close. It was right at my. Optic nerve.
Okay.
So we watched it, and then if it was even though it didn't grow a huge amount, but it was because it was at my optic nerve. There was no we needed to treat it at this time with the gamma, so it wouldn't grow anymore.
Okay.
So
let me make a note. So bear with me here on this one, okay, Michelle? I'm actually going to type up a quick note.
Let's see.
Just typing up notes for the law firm, okay? Bear with me here.
Sure.
I'll share with you these notes here in just a moment, okay?
No, you're fine. You're fine. I was logging in. Things are so much different than they were 20 years ago.
Yes, that's true. If you don't have medical records, as long as
you have them.
Okay, good. As long as you know they're available at Dr. Wilson's office.
Oh, yeah. Yep, and I could, like I said, I can log in and let's see when my, should say my first visit.
I share with you the note that I wrote, okay? So bear with me.
Okay.
Okay, so it reads, meningioma suspected by ENT doctor while being evaluated for a sinus condition. Referred to unknown, referred to another, parentheses, unknown neurologist at Lewis Gale Medical Center in Salem, Virginia, but that doctor was about to leave the country. Potential client, which is you, then met with Dr. John Wilson, who formally diagnosed her meningioma. Fair?
That sounds fair.
Okay, good. Sorry, pardon me, I'm losing my voice here. Okay, so we're getting close to wrapping up. The law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No, he doesn't. That'd be my youngest son. He's married,
okay.
His name is Stephen Michael. I always call him Michael.
Okay.
That's Stephen Michael Hines.
Okay. And is it Stephen with a V or PH?
PH.
Okay. Stephen. And then Michael, Michael.
Uh-huh. Michael Hines,
And then Hines, okay. And then he's your son.
Mm-hmm.
And what is his his phone number, please?
His phone number is 540-392-7973.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have his phone number correct. 540-392-7973.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay.
540-392-7973. Yep.
And would you happen to know his email address or his physical address, his mailing address?
His physical address? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll pull it up here on my phone.
Okay, thank you.
I know exactly where it lives, but hang on a second. He is at 391 Jamestown Road, and that's Rocky Mount, Virginia.
4151?
That's it, yep.
Okay.
I was ready to say that, but you got it.
Found it. I was actually typing it in the internet, Rocky Mountain. Rocky Mount.
Rocky Mount. Yeah, Rocky Mount.
VA.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm in Irvine, California. Irvine, California.
Oh, goodness.
Now, do you happen to know his email address by any chance?
I do. I don't know if he wants me to give it out, though. But
I'll put unknown. It's okay. I'll put it unknown. He's just He's just serving as your emergency contact. And
when
you talk to the law firm tomorrow, within the next 24 to 48 hours, you'll feel a lot more comfortable. Well, you're about to sign the legal agreement. I'm going to send it to you. So you'll know like who the law firms are. They're very reputable, national, experienced law firms. And they're going to take your case. I say they're about to take your case on a contingency basis. Because even though you sign the agreement and sign the authorization to release medical records, we have yet to do the case verification call. Once that's complete, then we'll know for certain whether or not they're going to take your case. And if they do, they'll do it on a contingency basis. That means that they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensation for damages. If they're not successful, you don't owe the firm anything. That's spelled out in the agreement. And if they are successful, you would get 60% of the damages. The law firm gets 40%. That's actually standard for a mass tort.
Right.
Okay, so Michelle, you do meet the criteria. We're about to sign the legal agreement. I'll send that by text message to you in just a moment. Before I do so, I want to take a moment to confirm that I have the information correct. First off, you do want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You did not get an attorney to help you with filing a claim. You're willing to affirm that under penalty. You're filing this claim because you're an adult over the age of 18. You are harmed by the product Depo-Provera, manufactured by Pfizer. Your harm was a medical injury called a meningioma, and that was after using Depo-Provera for at least 1 year and having at least 4 injections. Your approximate date of diagnosis, we use July 1st, 2018. Your date of birth is October 4th, 1969. You, to the best of your knowledge, you use the brand name Depo-Provera. And we already covered you used it for at least a year, had at least 4 injections. You did use the product after the year 1992 through the present date. The approximate start and end dates for usage of the product, we said January 1st, 1991 to December 31st, 1999. Gender, female, divorced. We already confirmed the spelling of your first name, the middle initial G, as in Gale, last name Hines. No suffix, no junior, senior, first, second, or third. We've confirmed the social. I won't repeat it. We've confirmed your email address, your phone number. You're aware of the case verification call that's going to occur sometime between the next 24 to 48 hours. The diagnosing doctor, I've already read the note that you first started off with an ENT under a sinus evaluation. They suspected you might have, they said, hey, there's something here we should have you looked at. You went to a neurologist, a woman, and that was at Lewis Gale. But it was really what we documented is the doctor, to get medical records, we should go to Dr. John A. Wilson at Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. The address is Medical Center Boulevard, fourth floor. Fourth floor, but I forgot to put Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27157. Fourth floor, comma. And then I got the
phone.
In
the Janeway Tower.
What's that?
I was saying in the Janeway Tower.
Oh, thank you.
It's a big.
Thank you. Good memory. Yeah. I appreciate that. Then Dr. Wilson, not only did he diagnose you, but naturally he would have also oversaw your treatment plan. The phone number I got for Dr. Wilson, I grabbed from the webpage at Atrium Health Wake Forest Baptist, and that's phone number 336-716-4081. Although you can't remember the name of the doctor that prescribed Depo-Provera, which is very common, and even common that some people forget where they got the prescription, the drug, but you do remember it was Floyd County Health Department. The address at now is 123 Parkview Road, Northeast, Floyd, Virginia, 24091. And I got a phone number of 540-745-2142. All right.
That's correct.
Okay, so everything sound good to you? And then we already confirmed your emergency contact information. So the next step is to send you that text message with the link to the DocuSign forms. Bear with me here. I'm missing something.
Okay, that's okay.
Where's the arrow? I have PC, the computer system's telling me I have an error, but where is it?
No.
Oh, you're over here.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I just had to log in because I took a lunch and the system logged me off for security reasons, so I had to log back in. Okay, now I can submit it. Oh, the street name.
If you need my street address, I can give you that.
That's okay. I am Yes, it's interesting because I know we're allowed to use PO boxes. I don't use them very often. Would it be it'd be easier if I just use the physical address? Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing it. Go ahead.
It is 1793.
Okay.
Alum, and that's A-L-U-M, Ridge, two separate words, Road.
Is that Willis, Virginia?
That is, 24380.
Okay. Is that a house?
It is.
Okay, so there's no apartment or number. Okay, let me make sure that I have it correct. 1793 Alum, A-L-U-M, Ridge Road, Northwest, Willis, Virginia, 24380?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect.
I just don't get mail there.
You
they
know,
messed up my address like over 20 years ago, so I use a PO box instead.
Okay, still have an error. Why do I have an error? I'm sorry, bear with me here, Michelle.
It's okay.
Oh, it's the email address, unknown@email.com. It was the email address for your emergency contact, I believe. And that is, okay. Any second now, you're going to receive a text message, and that'll have a link to the forms to sign electronically. And then once we finish signing, you and I will be done. But don't forget, it may seem like we're done, but really not. There's that final case verification call that's between you and the law firm, and that'll occur in the next 24 to 48 hours. So sometime between on Wednesday. All right, you should have received the link by now.
Yeah, I heard my phone buzz. I'm sorry. I'm working while I'm talking to you because I'm a sales representative. So.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. I realize you're working. So you want to click on
Do you guys
that.
Have a lot of people? Do you have a lot of people that have met
so
this criteria and signed up?
Sadly, we do, Michelle. Sadly, this has affected a lot of people.
Did.
There's on my team, so I do Depo Provera, but I also do hair relaxer lawsuits, and our firm does quite a few different lawsuits for various law firms, and sadly, in my team, I personally sign up between 2 and 3 potential clients per day, and some are doing 4 or 5, so we're talking, you know, roughly.
Wow.
Yeah, we're talking 20, 30 different sign-ups per day. Keep in mind, this is a fairly new lawsuit, too. Like
My daughter sent me the link, and then now I've been seeing it on Facebook.
Yes, correct. So if you actually Google the Depo Provera lawsuit, that actually will tell you specifically the time frame when the lawsuit was filed in a federal court or state court.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a fairly new case, and it's growing too. So every day as firms like us that do marketing outreaches like television and radio advertising and social media advertising, that's actually how we got information. People click or and so forth. This, as time goes on and more people aware, I can't even tell you how many people I talk to per day that have, yes, I have used Depo Provera. I have not been formally diagnosed, but the symptoms that you explained to me, that I'll share with them the symptoms, like I have all those symptoms. things. And so they now got to do what you do did, which is they've got to go to their doctor, get referred to a neurologist, have an MRI done, and, you know, and then hopefully get a definitive answer. I mean, obviously we don't want anybody to get a meningioma, you know, a brain tumor, but that's what it takes. A lot of people did not know the risk, like yourself. You didn't know.
No, I didn't.
That's actually the basis of this lawsuit, is the very fact that the makers of Depo-Provera, like any other harmful product, has an obligation to their consumers, like yourself, to disclose what those risks are. And had you known, if there was a warning that indicated that any prolonged use of Depo-Provera can lead to a brain tumor, you might be going, well, is there another medicine I can take besides Depo-Provera?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So that is the basis of the lawsuit.
I've got the link here.
You'll agree to SMS messages. Then you'll see a box that you'll have to put a check mark next to, which is agreeing to electronic records and signatures. You're basically saying it's okay, I'm going to sign electronically. And then from there, you follow the yellow navigation buttons, beginning with start, and then you'll see continue. And then when you hit the yellow finish button, let me know. But I'll walk you through. You'll see the legal agreement between you and Pawlowski Kirker. That's the name of the firm. They also, this is such a complex case that they have multiple law firms working on this class. We say class action because it kind of behaves like a class action, but it's really called a multi-district litigation, which basically means it's very similar to a class action, but what's unique or different about this lawsuit type of legal action versus a class action is that each person that participates in this MDL or mass tort, their compensation or their settlement amount is different from person to person, because the level of harm and injury from person to person is going to be, it's going to vary.
Some people
have passed. Other people have had very severe, grade 3 tumors, which are very severe, seizures, inability to work, things of that sort. So the level of harm is going to vary. But that's the law firm will go into greater detail about that with you. But
yeah.
But that's the point.
I wondered why I started getting really bad headaches.
Did you?
And didn't know why. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were horrible. Started getting really, 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 really bad headaches. And it went on and on and on. I could feel it like, it was actually right behind the eye.
And you thought it was sinus?
When I was getting them? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I did have sinus troubles, but I'm sure those headaches, though, were coming from, the meningioma growing. So I'm putting that pressure there. So anyway, I was just like, I don't know. We get these, headaches and migraines or whatever. And then, like I said, they just happened to find it because my sinus, the ENT I went to. So anyway, I am down here at the bottom and I'm going to hit finish.
Okay. And of course, normally what I would do is I would actually text you my name and contact information, but you got that already. We've been in contact.
Yeah,
soon.
Yeah.
So you have my contact information. It tells me, my system tells me whether or not the law firm's taken the case, because it says it sits in pending status, and then it lets me know that it's been contracted. So like I said, even though you and I are done now, we've done the interview, you meet the criteria, you've signed the authorization for release for medical records, as well as the legal agreement between you and Pawlowski Kirker and Robin Reynish and a couple other firms. Don't forget the case verification call. Very important part, sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Okay.
Now, Michelle, I thank you for letting me get you signed up for this lawsuit. I know these were unfortunate circumstances, the fact that you used Depo-Provera unknowingly and then later getting diagnosed with a meningioma. I know that's unfortunate. I'm sorry that occurred. But I am pleased that you're about to get representation from a very experienced, reputable national law firm, and they'll be able to take it from here. All right?
That would be nice.
It will be. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No. I'll just try to watch for them to call and within the next 24 to 48 hours and try to grab that phone. When they do, if not, I'll call them back. And then,
thank you.
If they call, get whatever else I need done.
I believe they're going to call from a 909 area code. I believe it's a 909 area code, so be on the lookout for that phone number. Okay, I'll text it to you.
909 area code. Okay. I'm writing it down here.
Michelle,
okay, John.
Well,
thank
questions?
You. That was you.
No, thank
I don't,
you.
I don't. This would be just great if it works, and I don't know. Well, little, lot, whatever compensation would be great. I have no queries with that because I was like, when my daughter sent that to me, she was like, you know, she sent me the link, and I'm like, I thought, why is she sending me the link? And when I started reading it, I'm like, oh, that's why she's sending me the link.
Well, thank you for your daughter for informing you, for giving you a heads up of what was about to happen. So,
Well, thank you, John, for helping me and get all these documents on, and hopefully we'll get somewhere with it. I hope so.
Yes, I'm confident. Any questions you have about the success rate is that will be the law firm. If you're curious, you know, if you Google Deborah Prevere lawsuit settlements 2024, it'll give you an idea of what you might be able to expect. Okay, I can't tell you anything like that. But lawyers can do that for you. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
Michelle,
sounds
have a great
good.
Day. Okay.
All right. Thank you, John. You too.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.